Since our theme this morning is concern for those saints who are serving our Lord Jesus Christ in difficult situations, I would like to read just four verses of scripture from the 8th chapter of Acts, that which I believe deals to this situation or speaks to it. It's following the stoning of Stephen. And on that day, a great persecution arose against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered about throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. But Saul laid waste the church, and entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered about went about preaching the word. Pastors and laymen alike today around about us here in Wake Forest and in North Carolina need very little time to think about difficulties or problems that they can share with one another and find some consolation as they talk about the difficult things that are going on in the church and the community in which they live. And many times as we think about these things that are real close to us, it's so easy to forget about those who are serving in difficult situations in other areas of the world. We could also make a very long list of friends of ours, of people that we know about who are serving in these very trying and difficult times in other parts of the world. This morning I want to bring to your attention just one situation. And since this is Veterans Day, I think it very appropriate to talk about those men who are serving and who have served in the armed forces of our country. And the situation that I want to talk to you about is the European Baptist Convention English language. There are about 30 churches in Europe that are concerned, that are giving a privilege and an opportunity for people who are serving in the armed forces to be a witness, to serve, to lead, and churches that are organized there for this purpose. These men serve in very difficult situations. Many of the men who make up the membership of these churches are men from the worst possible background, moral or religious. And they come to be members of these churches, many of them by a witness of a fellow soldier or a fellow airman who has talked with them about Jesus Christ. And they have had an encounter with Christ through faith, and they become Christians there in a foreign land out of these various backgrounds that we have talked about. And they serve, they lead, they worship in these churches in opportunities and in occasions that are not available for them in the chapels on post or on base. And these men, even though they serve, the risen Christ, as is talked about here in the 8th chapter of Acts, they serve under ridicule. I was talking to a fellow pastor as I served one of these churches over there in Europe for about 2 years. I was talking to a fellow pastor of mine, and he said, as he was talking about one of the sergeants that had recently joined his church, he said, that sergeant has no more sense than to go up and talk to that colonel about Jesus Christ. Now, what the pastor meant by saying he had no more sense, the sergeant saw a colonel there. He saw not a man who was higher ranking than himself. He thought not about what the colonel would do and might do to him, what his reactions might be. He didn't think about his fellow soldiers who might hear of the situation and then ridicule him more about it. He saw there a man who needed something that he had. And he knew that he was obligated, because his very having it, to go and share it with this colonel, with this individual. And in spite of the ridicule or the persecution that might come to him, he did. He went and talked to this man about Jesus Christ. And this is how these churches over there spring up. How they lead, how they serve, how they lead many, many men and women boys and girls, to be a servant for Christ in a most difficult situation. There are trying times in the world in which we live today. A Christian who stands up under these times has a faith that will hold him, a faith that will remain true, if he will do the same to that faith in Jesus Christ. This morning I think that there is a very powerful force that needs to be harnessed for the preaching of the gospel, and this is found in our laymen. I, for one, am ready to take my hat off to those laymen who serve in difficult situations and proclaim about a faith that is very real and situations that brings ridicule and persecution that are also very real. And so this morning, let us share our concern through prayer for these men who are serving our risen Christ, even though persecution and ridicule does come. Now Mrs. Four will sing to us a message in song about these realities.
We have been talking about difficult circumstances in many lives. We have been paying particular attention to the fact that it is Veterans Day and that there are many who are serving in the armed forces in varying circumstances throughout the world. I'm sure that many of us know many of them, and we are concerned about them. They may be our brothers, they may be loved ones, friends, or relatives. They may be people who are members of our churches. We do want to remember them in our prayer now as we pray together, but we also want to remember many of the friends and loved ones of our churches who are in our flocks, in the churches that we serve, who are going through times of stress and very hard circumstances themselves. To stimulate your thinking, I would share with you a personal need for prayer. I have this morning a young lady who is a teacher. She's 28 years old. She's married. She's in surgery now, brain surgery. For 3 years ago, she had a malignant tumor removed from her brain, and now she has had a recurrence. And so I am very heart heavy this morning for her. And I'm sure that this kind of thought presented to you causes you to remember many of your own loved ones and friends, many of your own church members who are in trying circumstances and the need of our prayer. So let us pray together silently, each one of us praying to the Lord about these circumstances, about the trying times of our world. And as we pray together, let us pray in silence. And after a few moments of silence, we're going to have our men's chorus to close this time of meditation and benediction and special prayer. Let us pray.